Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. Today's Adventures in Creation will take us on a wonderful journey called the water cycle, according to His Word. Job 36:27. He draws up the drops of water, which distill as rain to the stream. He brings the clouds to water His earth and show His love. The water cycle God has given us for earth is given with love, according to Job. He has given us rain, snow, sleet, hurricanes, and drought. Scientists believe the same water droplets have been on earth since it began. Job 36:27 tells us God draws up the drops of water into the sky to fall as precipitation. That is the water cycle. As a cycle, it is continuous. We will begin with a big word, evaporation, as the start of the water cycle, but you can begin at any part to see the action of the water cycle. Evaporation begins when the water on earth is drawn up in the air as the sun heats up the earth. This causes water droplets from lakes, streams, oceans to rise as steam from the sun's heating. Then the act of condensation, the heated up water droplets get cold as they rise, turns the steam into liquid, condensation, and it falls back to earth as precipitation, rain, snow, sleet, or hail. This precipitation rolls into streams, lakes, or oceans where it is collected. Now let's listen to the Bible's explanation of the water cycle in the book of Job. Job 36:27. He draws up the drops of water, which distill as rains to the streams. The clouds pour down their moisture, and the abundant showers fall on mankind. Who can understand how He spreads out the clouds, how He thunders from His pavilion? See how He scatters lightning about Him, bathing the depths of the sea. This is why He governs the nations and provides food in abundance. He fills His hands with lightning and commands it to strike its mark. His thunder announces the coming storm. Even the cattle make known that approach. He says to the snow, "Fall on the earth," and to the rain, "Shower, be a mighty downpour," so that all men may know His work. Thank you, God, for the water cycle, which keeps our world healthy. Thank you for lighting up and lightning, which puts nitrogen into our soil for healthy plants. Thank you for your amazing creation, which is one more part of your love you show to us. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.